The NATO military coalition announced two service members were killed this weekend in an insurgent attack in the west of the country. Earlier, Afghan officials said insurgents shot and killed a government official in eastern Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the security situation is depriving a large part of the Afghan population of access to healthcare facilities. The International Committee for the Red Cross spokesman in Kabul, Robin Wodo, told Charles Collins more.
As you are well aware that the country is in conflict, so it is a lot of the structures that were there before are not functioning well, and this especially the healthcare structures are not operating. Some clinics and hospitals have been shut down and are not usable anymore, but there's also difficulty of people getting to those health structures that do exist because of the conflict, first of all. There's a lot of armed people on the way, so some patients cannot reach the hospital. Some are even delayed to getting there. The other thing is that some of the medical institutions are being directly attacked in some cases and cannot continue to function well. The IQRC has been very concerned with the issue of healthcare in danger because it's an issue that has not been flagged in the international limelight for many years, but we do realize that it has a great impact on the population. Health workers are also being obstructed from being able to get to their places of work because of the conflict, and this is a major problem. In Afghanistan, you have people who travel for days just trying to get to a healthcare facility, and when they do get there, they are in worse state and they need more and more medical assistance than if they could get there much faster.
You mentioned getting to healthcare facilities and hospitals. Are there healthcare workers in the villages, even nurses or anything like that? Is there even basic healthcare available out in the field?
This is a big problem. Basic healthcare might not even be available in some places, and that is why those who need medical attention need to find their way to the nearest structure that might be very far away, although I'm saying nearest, and they might even be obstructed from getting there. So we're talking about the patients not being able to get to the structures that exist. At the same time, you might not have health professionals at the village level, or what we call primary health care might not even exist out there in some rural areas.
What about certain things? For example, we hear about efforts for vaccination, efforts of preventative health care. Is there any kind of preventative health care happening in these villages?
It's difficult, given the security situation, to have like a vaccination campaign against polio, for example, because the teams that would ideally go out there with the drugs to meet the communities and vaccinate the children might not be able to reach those places because of security. And some of those places are controlled by armed groups that will not let people be able to work there. So this is a problem, definitely. In some areas, it has completely been stopped by some armed group that no vaccination should be done in this area.
And finally, despite all of this, what is the ICRC trying to do to help?
The ICRC has been working in the medical field in Afghanistan for many years, and we've been supporting hospitals, two major hospitals in different parts of the country. Besides working closely with the Afghanistan Red Crescent Society that has got 47 clinics countrywide, these clinics provide health care at the lowest level so that people can be able to gain assistance. So in as much as the ICRC does as much as it can in terms of providing this kind of assistance, it's still quite a difficult environment in which to work simply because of the security situation. We have offices all over the country, in the east, in the west, in the south, in the north, places like Kandahar or Jalalabad or Herat. And in some of these places, it's almost impossible to move out of town into the rural areas simply because of security.
How is the conflict affecting your work?
In as much as I've explained the security situation being very sensitive, the ICRC talks to all parties to the conflict in order to be able to gain access to the victims of the violence. Now, in the country here, we've been talking to armed groups for many, many years and being able to drive out even into rural areas, but it has become more sensitive. We've had a few incidents, and we see that the conflict is developing in such a way that it's difficult for us to be able to talk to all groups because there's been a fragmentation in these groups. That's number one. Then number two, there's also the criminality that comes into the conflict. You've got groups that are not interested in any political ideal or in the conflict, but simple criminality makes it also difficult for the ICRC to be able to operate in an environment that is this complex. But we continue to work, and we'll remain here as long as the need is there.